Presented by Bose Aviation Headset 10, voted number one for the 8th consecutive year in Professional Pilots 2008 Annual Headset Preference Survey. Today's Aviation Headset 10 delivers a highly acclaimed combination of noise reduction, clearer audio, and comfort that remains unmatched. Learn more at Bose.com/headset.
Hi, this is Mark Cook reporting for Kit Planes and AvWeb at Sun and Fun 2009. We're starting the air show season with a bang here. I'm standing with Mark Ausman of Vertical Power. And Mark, tell us a little bit about your product. Some of the people from Certified side may not fully appreciate the incredible gizmo you've come up with.
Vertical Power is a modern solid-state electrical system for experimental aircraft. It replaces switches, circuit breakers, trim control modules, flap control modules, runaway trim protection systems, over-voltage protection, low-voltage alarms, basically everything to manage a modern electrical system.
Give us a kind of a block diagram approach of how the system works. What are the major components of it?
Well, there's a display that shows the pilot exactly what's going on and allows the pilot to manually turn devices on and off. Then there's a switch panel, which has the mag switch, the master switch, and several other switches. And then there's a control unit, which is really the heart of the system. And the control unit is a box that provides all the circuit protection and switching for all the electrical devices on the aircraft, like the landing lights, the boost pump, the EFIS, the transponder, and all the other electrical devices on the aircraft.
Now, obviously, this is more than just a sophisticated electronic way to manage current. Tell us a little bit about the control philosophy that you employ with this.
It is much more advanced than just basic switches and circuit breakers. Because we now employ microprocessors to control the circuit switching, we can take advantage of the fact there's a lot of additional information and data on the aircraft, such as GPS ground speed, engine data, indicated airspeed. Those are all available in digital format to us. And so what we do is we use that data to drive what we call the mode switching. And there's 11 different modes of flight that the system works around. For example, before start, start, after start, taxi, run up, takeoff, cruise, landing, and post-flight. These are all the different phases of flight. And when you think about how we fly so that we do the same things over and over on every flight, and we have checklists and different things that we do in each of these different phases of flight. And so the system actually reduces pilot workload considerably by doing what it can electrically for you automatically for each of these different phases of flight. So it tells you that it's in taxi mode, and then it does the things that you want it to do in taxi mode. So, for example, it might bring up a taxi checklist for you automatically. In takeoff mode, it might turn on the boost pumps and the landing lights for you automatically. It might pulse the landing lights above 80 knots if you want to do that. Above 120 knots, it might reduce the speed, the sensitivity of the pitch trim, for example. If the fuel pressure drops to zero, it might turn the boost pump on for you automatically. These are all things that you can configure to have it do so that you can focus on flying the plane and not manage all the systems. And an important part of that, of course, is that it tells you exactly what it's doing all the time. You tell it what you want it to do, it tells you what it's doing, and you can, of course, manually override those at any time if you want to.
It's a cool system, and I've had an introduction to it, and it really does save a lot of workload. Now, here at the show, Mark, you've got a development of your air conditioning control system. Tell me a little bit about that.
Right. It's what we call a climate control system because it actually controls heater valves as well as the air conditioning system. And what you do is it's very similar to a modern climate control system in an automobile. You set the temperature, and it goes ahead and regulates the heater valves or the air conditioning system automatically to maintain that temperature in the cabin. One of the big advantages over a traditionally way that you might wire an air conditioning system is that everything is home-run into a control unit, and so it individually monitors all the different components within the air conditioning system, and when there's a failure, it will tell you exactly where that failure is. And then we've also gone a little bit further and added some features that are specific to the aircraft industry. So, for example, if the engine shuts off, it'll automatically shut off the air conditioning system. When you take off, it'll turn off the air conditioning system at max power to give you full power for takeoff. And then when you pull the throttle back, it'll turn the air conditioning system back on. If you have any kind of electrical emergency in the aircraft, it'll automatically close the heater valves and turn off the air conditioning system as part of the load shedding process. And then when you shut off the engine and you're on the ground, run the cabin fan on low just so you have a little cool air blowing in without the rest of the air conditioning system having to be on. So it really gives you a lot more information, a lot more control over the air conditioning system, and very simple. Just turn it on and let it run automatically to keep the temperature cool in the plane.
That sounds pretty neat. Now, not many home builds have air conditioning, but many, many of them now are coming with EFIS systems. I understand that you've expanded your compatibility with certain EFISes for home builds.
That's correct. We're working with Advanced Flight Systems and Grand Rapids Technologies to be able to output the phase of flight and other information such as trim position, flap position, so we can send that all digitally to the EFIS. Once the EFIS knows the phase of flight, and this is up to each EFIS manufacturer to decide how they want to use this, but for example, during start mode, they could actually automatically bring up the engine gauges page. And then once you taxi, you could show up maybe a moving map of the airport diagram. And then when you go into run-up or takeoff mode, you'd have your normal attitude page displayed on there. And so you can cycle through all the different pages that already exist in the EFIS displays automatically by understanding more context about what the airplane is doing. And so that's our first foray into that. We're going to expand that on if the market reception is good to those features. We'll go ahead and build on that, which will be available in future no-charge software upgrades.
Now you have several models in the line. Give me a brief overview of the different models you have and their price points.
Sure. We have models that range anywhere from $1,500 up to $12,000, depending on your budget, your mission, the type of plane that you have. Our VP50 is the system that we've developed. It's $1,500, and it's designed for basic VFR aircraft. So if you're building a light sport aircraft or an RV3 or an RV4 or something like that, that's a great way to get a lot of features for very simplified wiring. The VP100 is similar to that, but has more capability, has remote control, has some additional features that allow it to work well in an IFR-equipped aircraft. Then there's the VP200, which is about $6,495. And that product has the graphical, 6.5-inch display, the automatic mode switching, automatic emergency handling, really a lot of detailed graphical information about the status of your electrical system. And that's the product that we sell far and away the most of. There's also another version of that that's $99.95 that has two control units. And so that system will work with a dual independent bus system, or a system that has a single bus but a whole lot of equipment. So, and then, of course, the air conditioning system works with the VP200.
Well, it sounds like a great line that's growing. We've been sitting here, or standing here, with Mark Ausman of Vertical Power. This is Mark Cook with Kitt Plains and Avwood reporting from Sun and Fun 2009.
This podcast is brought to you by WeatherWorks XMWX Satellite Weather, the premier weather provider for pilots. More pilots trust XMWX Satellite Weather than any other satellite-delivered weather service. Known for its accuracy and reliability, XMWX Satellite Weather is leading the way to fly for pilots around the country, in flight and every flight.